Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is March 15th, 2023. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And today we are wrapping up the final letter of the alphabet, woo-hoo. Z. So with that, we're going to have a couple beverages. First on tap tonight is Zoltan. It's an island ale from Exile Brewing Company here in Des Moines. Thought it was perfect. I knew there was one I would be able to get. This is one of their more flagship beers, so it's always on. Always available. It says Island Ale. It is an IPA, isn't it? Or no, it's an...
I think so.
Let's see what they hand you. Well, yes, it's a session
IPA. It definitely tastes like it.
It's a session IPA.
I think when they say ale, it just means that they can be more explorative with their ingredients, right?
Zoltan, a spy from outer space, arrives to learn the tropical island life. Ditching assignment orders, his days are spent on the beach, serenading sunbathers with a ukulele in hand. Bursting with tropical fruit aroma and character, this island ale is an intergalactic beach luau party in your mouth. Oh, that's just fun to read.
That is fun. And I think that's a pretty good description, too.
I think so.
I have some fruitiness. It's definitely sessionable.
It's nice and light. It's not too crisp, but definitely leaves that nice clean feeling in your mouth.
And as the description kind of hints at, the can is also super funny. So they have fun art on, I think, almost every beer I've seen of theirs. But it is an alien in a Hawaiian shirt playing a ukulele.
With an awesome palm hat.
Yeah. It's good.
It's so cool.
And this is yummy. I'll have to order it more. I usually go for like, they have some other AP. Yeah, some other AP or IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reversing and missing letters.
It's okay. You'll find it eventually.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's good. Good choice. And good job finding a Z.
Yeah, a little harder than I think. Well, maybe not so as hard as you think, because I did find one at least.
So yeah.
It's a pretty good start. I'll tell you more about our second beer later coming up in the show.
Excellent. Well, Kelsey, no. Oh, shoot, we forgot to...
Oh, we haven't forgotten. We can always cheers again.
Touché.
Cheers to the sheep for their wool. The shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay! Woo. I like that we added our cheers in.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by kind of an unrelated but kind of related thing of like showing appreciation. And I really like it. It kind of makes me think about that every time, even though I don't know if people would totally link to it, but I like it.
I like it too. Kind of brings it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, so now that we have our beverages and we have cheersed, how are you, Kelsey?
I am fantastic. My world is really in a good place. I've had a lot of changes going on. I started a new position. I'm really happy for the change. It's very exciting. It's brought a lot of new energy to my life again, something I was kind of missing for a while. So yeah, it's been really good, but a lot of my life has been overrun by that and just the whole world of changing everything and learning all the new things as much as I possibly can. So much your like brain is on fire going, But I think it's going to be very, very good. I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks. What else? That's been so much.
You know, this is kind of a sidetrack, but the other day I saw in Strava you named your ride some really cute things. So I don't know if you wanted to share that or not, but it was pretty cute. Like something about my beer knows where, oh, no, my bike knows where the brewery is. Or...
Yes, yes. My bike, I think one of them was like, my bike likes beer. because I have finally gotten out on my bike for a little bit. My big adventures on the bike have been to the brewery, to Brightside in Altoona, one of our favorites. And so I think I titled it, at least my bike likes good beer or something like that.
There we go. Yeah.
Super my bike cute. Likes good beer.
Made me smile.
You know, might as well name it something fun. You know, we made a particular point to ride to the brewery and get food and call it a date night. And it was fun.
Yay.
Yeah. Kind of along that note, like my mom and my sister actually came and joined me today and got to see my new office and discovered the whole area around my office that has so many places. It's going to be an adventure to see everything that's there. There's just so much.
That's awesome.
It's a town within a town.
Perfect.
Yeah, because there's everything from like dining and shopping to working out and salons and everything. I was able to get my hair cut, got it nice and shaved down, which is why Yay! I'm wearing a hat tonight. I think I'll be known as the girl that wears a hat at the office because I'm constantly wearing hats. So I really think I'm going to have to make some more big slouchy hats for the office.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. It's so like knit friendly and like kind of almost like edgy and cool at the same time.
Exactly.
All the things.
The only thing I haven't figured out is how to knit at the office yet, so I might just have to schedule that in as lunch. Which is good enough. That means I get in a little bit.
That's kind of how it is for me. Like, a lot of the time, I don't even get through a full row in the day, but it's nice that it's there.
Mm-hmm. I just want something to pet, you know?
Yeah.
Not even doing that. I don't even have yarn in my hand or knitting needles right now. Jeez. I can fix that, though.
Excellent. It's like, if not, I could probably help you with that, too.
I think that might do it for me. How are you? What's new?
That is all super awesome. Good. Like, overall, like, life is good, but it's been a little frustrating lately. Like, I was sick last week, and it's just lingering. And it's not as bad the last few days. Like, I'm not coughing as much. I can still sleep better. But I'm just like, I have no energy. Hmm. It is so hard to get up in the morning. And like last night we had a bike group. And I know this, they would have slowed down for me. But like for 2 miles, I could not keep up.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, screw it. I'm just going to bike at my own pace around here and go home. And actually today I was at the bike shop and he like scolded me. He's like, we don't care what speed we go. We're just going to dinner. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like, they wouldn't have minded to slow down, but I don't know. I was like, I'm not having fun, so I'm just going to kind of go off and...
Well, that's something to be judged, though. Like, yeah. How much fun are you going to have? Yeah. Yes, they would wait for you, but sometimes that, you know, having that extra pressure that you're holding somebody else up, it's hard.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still glad that I just kind of noticed. I was like, man, I am 2 miles in, and we have biked on completely flat ground, even downhill a little, and I am, like, my legs are on fire, and I haven't even worked out in 2 weeks. Like, I don't know. So, I made the most of it, and I went home and had ice cream and a glass of wine, and it was wonderful. So, yeah. Hey,
that works. That sounds good to me.
So, life is good, but it's just a little frustrating to just be fighting whatever is going on with me. And today I did go for a run, though, and I haven't in like a few weeks. And my neighborhood really is like, I mean, it's called Valley Junction. So we're kind of on the top of the hill. So unless I'm like super strategic, my runs usually end with a hill. And so today, like a lot of the time I'll like jot, like kind of zigzag my way through the blocks because our neighborhood's pretty, like, the classic, like, block. The simpler neighborhood setup, I guess I'd say. And so I'll just, like, zigzag. So I'll have, like, a straight and then go up the hill and then straight. And today I was like, I'll just do it. And so I was kind of proud of myself. I tried to take a picture. They never really, like, show what it feels like. But it's basically, I'd say 3/4 mile is the hill if I do it from bottom to top. And it's the last, like, quarter is the real intensity of it.
Okay.
But I did it.
Good job.
I have no idea what my pace was, but I did it. I ran and it felt kind of nice. So, I mean, I'm not snappy, totally broken because I went for a run, but still just not me. So I think that's me.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you went for a run. It was a gorgeous day for it.
It was. The weather has been so back and forth.
It is so funky. It is definitely spring in Iowa. It is all over the board. We've had everything from 63 degrees down to negatives.
Yeah.
All in the last month.
And, like, it snowed 7 inches on Saturday.
Was it seven? I didn't know what the
final total was. I didn't either until I went to my chiropractor yesterday. And he's like, yeah, it snowed 7 inches. I'm like, oh.
My husband was crazy enough to ride 35 miles in it.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's like, don't. Oh, because it was also what they call the sperm ride, the St. Patrick's Day early night in March, which I know a bunch of people that were on. I saw a bunch of them later, and that was crazy. That was going on. So he was going to ride down and kind of hook in with that a little bit. He's like, you don't need to have any FOMO because it's not nice out here. It's like, I definitely don't.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, the first half of the day was really kind of nice, and then it just came down.
And it just kept coming from about, I ventured outside at, like, 12:30, but it started probably around noon.
Yeah.
And it went straight through to, like, midnight.
Yeah, it did not.
Big, big, heavy flakes. Big, old flakes that could cover your whole eyeball.
Yeah, super thick, heavy snow. Well, fun story with that, though, now that what's the right word?
Triggered my memory.
Thank you. The words are just not common today. They're weird. Brian's parents live like 3 houses down, and they wanted to make enchiladas for everybody for dinner, and the only thing they needed was enchilada sauce. And they're like, well, we're not going to drive, but we could walk over to Fairway. I'm like, I'll bike. And it was so much better biking. I only had to bike like 2 blocks, mind you, but like the roads were just terrible. It was nice to just have my bike and know that I wasn't gonna like slide and run into someone's car. So I felt accomplished that I like commuted the 2 blocks and grabbed my
well done
sauce.
Oh, I'm so excited. We are like 2 months away from a grocery store again.
Yes,
we're getting there.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, so announcements.
Yay. So we still have a knit along going on.
Woo woo.
The first of which is our Learn Something New Knit Along.
Mm-hmm.
This is our quarterly, make along. So really any fiber activity, be it knitting, sewing, crocheting, spinning, weaving, you name it, tatting. I'm looking at you, Shannon. that is going through April 1st or April 15th.
We could go with the 15th. I think we could start the next one on April 1st, just so everyone has as much time as they want, but I'm good with the 15th.
All right, we'll go through April 15th to end the Learn Something New. So, with that, if you can give us any reason that you're learning something new, you do not have to have the project finished, but if you've done that part and can say, hey, I did this new, and I'd never done it before, this was kind of cool. And share with us what you did, be it in pictures. That would be fantastic.
We love pictures.
We love pictures. And so there is a entry form on our website. It's also linked on our Instagram. And on there, you can just enter what your post was about, whether it's an Instagram post or Ravelry project or a blog post or just a simple email referencing your project. That would be great. That gets you an entry in and a potential prize.
Yay. We love emails. I just saw one today of a hat, and I was like, oh, that's so awesome.
Yay, I'll have to go look at our email.
So quarter two starts in April, and this is expanding on a skill. So say, I always use the same example, but say you've done 1x1 cables.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try a bigger cable or maybe something more complex. Like maybe you've cabled a diagonal and now you want to do a braid in it or something like that. So is it just something that expands a skill that you have worked on. Or, I mean, it could be like, say you've done continental knitting, but you haven't tried leather knitting. Like, there's, you're still holding the yarn in the same hand, but now you're doing it a little bit differently. As long as you find a way that it relates, we are game.
Exactly. And that will expand even farther. In quarter three, we're going to do following a pattern of a designer that you haven't tried before.
I'm so excited about this.
Yes. This is one Caitlin is, is particularly excited about because we did a similar knit along like this in the past where it was all about bringing bringing love to those designers that aren't as popular, you know, the people that aren't showing up on the hot right now necessarily, or, you know, the designers that have a handful of patterns out that haven't been noticed or are just getting out there or only a couple projects have been made. Help us expose those people.
Yeah.
Show us those new designers or those neat designers that have, you know, need that little spark. We're excited to help share the love.
Me too. I think it's going to be fun. And I think at this point we're still up for ideas in the last quarter.
Yes, we're still waiting on quarter four. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have something good.
We're up for suggestions, though.
Yes, please. And that quarter will run from October through December.
I'm loving this year. This is fun.
Me too.
I'm glad you came up with this idea.
It was very much, I'm a little selfish, I will say, because this year for myself is all about growth and expanding on myself and learning new things. And that just so happens to expand into my whole world. And I'm so excited.
Yay! Thanks for letting us join your journey.
It'll be fun. So, Caitlin.
Yes.
What have you been listening to?
Collage Creative with Amy Small. This podcast is great. One thing, so I listen on Spotify most of the time, so I don't catch all these right away because it's not on Spotify. But Knit Collage is a whole group. Their website's awesome. I was looking at it today. But Amy does a podcast, and she is a very experienced fiber enthusiast who interviews, I'd say, other fiber enthusiasts, be whatever their fiber art of choice is. And so there's lots of fun episodes. One just dropped yesterday that I haven't listened to yet, but it sounds cool.
How long have they been out? How long has she been doing her podcast? Because I can't say I've actually, you know, I haven't, you know, for one, been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, but also I don't think I've actually seen that come up on any of my searches.
91 episodes.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Okay. Where have I been?
And this one is Rachel of I Makestagram, which this episode does look like it's like a re-release of a conversation. Oh, and interesting. Okay, so it's linked on here, says episode 163. So I'm guessing it was originally 91 and now it's being re-released.
Okay.
Don't completely quote me on that, but I think that's what I'm getting from that.
Very cool. I'll have to check her out.
I thought it was neat. Thought I'd share it. It's fun. So there we go. Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
What's brewing?
Well, I haven't done a lot lately because knitting's just kind of been backseat to a lot of things. And there have honestly been days where I haven't been able to knit because my body has said no. But those days are getting fewer and far between, so that's kind of nice.
Yay.
Physical therapy is doing wonders for that. But I have been able to put in some work on my Syrah sweater.
Yay.
I think the last time we talked, I had about 11 inches to go on the body or so. And now I have about 6 rows left to go on the ribbing of the hem.
Yay!
So the body is almost done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. So then I will pick up for the arms, which is going to where my learn something new is going to come in. Which is going to be boxed pleats. They have them at the wrist of the sleeve, so that's going to be kind of fun. I'm hoping I'll be on the sleeves this week, maybe early next week. Well, like I said, I haven't picked up a lot of knitting lately. And then I'm just, you know, getting a few stitches in here and there, and that's perfectly okay.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's been exciting. I will say my other project that I've been sort of working on a little bit more regularly is still plying my Radnor that was on my e-spinner. I have it set up in my kitchen right now. So I kind of multitask while things are cooking.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's working out pretty well. I think I'm about 2/3 of the way done. I think I have about 12 ounces to ply in total. So it's a lot. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be so many options for that.
Beautiful, too.
Also, I think I need to see a picture of this multitasking somehow.
Oh, I have video.
Excellent. Okay. I want to see.
I will. I'll show you. I think that about wraps it up for that. I am winding a ball of yarn.
Ooh, pretty.
It's sparkling.
Those are like my colors, too.
They are totally Caitlin colors. This is 100% Caitlin yarn, and I'm keeping it for myself.
As you should. I will enjoy that you are enjoying it.
This is Fiber Nymph Dyeworks Crystal Pie colorway from last year. The dark crystal pie colorway. So it's got like teal and purple and silver and like a dark teal and a green, and it's all sparkly. So it's very much Caitlin's colors. Very much Caitlin's colors. And it's in a non-repeating sequence, so it's in the order of pie.
Perfect, which was yesterday.
It was, and I missed out. I meant to wind it yesterday, and I didn't get to it.
Yeah, pie dye snuck up on me. I didn't even realize it until I picked Riker up from daycare.
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it, and then I missed it. Got distracted.
Fortunately, it'll be here next year, too.
Woohoo!
And Fibernus sale goes until the 18th, so probably not very helpful for this recording for anyone looking, but she's given everyone a few days to...
That's good, because I might make it. Let's see how many days I have left to go.
Oh, yeah. Being so good.
95 days. I have 5 days. I won't make it.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It'll be there. She'll be back. I'll be back, Lisa. Don't worry. I think that wraps it up for my projects, Caitlin.
Excellent.
What's brewing there for you?
Those are lovely projects. I have continued on working my little whip down project, or theme, I guess I'd say. I just have a lot of whips, and while I'm okay with having a lot of whips, I also want to enjoy some of these things. So I'm trying not to cast anything on so I can get some of these things off the needles. And I have kind of turned into a little snock. Yep. Snock knitter or sock knitter. You can go with either there. And I have been knitting my Megalith socks, which was a test knit forever ago that I did. It feels like at least over a year now. And I just had to finish the decreases on the gusset.
Okay.
They're cuff down socks. And now I'm just knitting. Like knitting until I get to the color work section. It's not bad. Like, it's very doable, very like meditative and nice. And so I'm working on those. And that's by Kino Knits, if I didn't say already, because I love Kino Knits. And then my other pair of socks I've been working on. These I had started 2 Christmases ago at a local yarn shop called
A
Tangle of Thread.
Tangle
of Yarn. Yes, not thread. And I just started and just used the listed needles, which would be great, except for I'm a very loose needle. Very loose needle, yep. I said, words just are not happening today. I think I'm still understandable. They're just switching in really not helpful ways. I'm a very loose knitter, so now I'm re-knitting them with 000s. And I'm actually a little tighter on the gauge, but it's also kind of working out because the smallest size is 68 stitches around. And I think I'm actually maybe closer to a 64 on typical gauge. But I've been trying them on and they're toe up and they're working great. And it's like a 4-row repeat on the pattern at this point.
Okay.
And it's also super like I've got it memorized and I can just pick it up and go. And it's been so nice. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And the yarn that I'm using is... Coma Chameleon Yarn Co. Did I say that right?
Comma Chameleon.
I had a feeling. Since words are working so good. Thank you. And the colorway is You're Turning Violet. So that's super fun. It's somewhat local. It's an Iowa dyer, so I want to make sure to throw that out there. And so they're both going great, and I'm glad that I frogged it, even though it was kind of good to go through it once, because it's the first time I've done a toe like this. And it fits good, so something.
They're going to be the best fitting socks.
Maybe. That'd be so cool. I'm getting there. I did touch Frog and Toad, which I saw today. Unraveling had an episode come out, and they put on Instagram a picture of Toad, like, all finished. I'm like, oh, no.
No.
He may have finished it. But I finally sewed in the eyes on Frog. So now I just have to stuff both of them. So I just have to graft them, and then I can put their little frown faces on. And then it's just the clothes. And the clothes are, like, you know, they're just little, like, just little mini,
tiny, yeah. Little, yeah.
It's going to be so fun. Clothes. So it's very doable. It's just... so nice to just pick up my Kino Knit socks and knit. But I'm trying to do a little bit anytime I'm sitting down for a decent amount of time. As in, like, if we're going to sit down and watch a TV show, I try to start in Frog and Toad for a little bit. But we haven't been doing that a whole lot. So I think those are my big highlights. I currently have my Abreco in my hands, and I actually... let's see.
I'm so excited to see it in your hands. I'm so glad you've been working on it. That yarn is...
that might be 5 inches. Yeah, I guess you can't see the... from there to there.
Oh, yeah. You're totally at, like, 5 inches. You should measure that.
So, making progress. I think I need to be at, like, more than 10. So...
oh, okay.
It's going to be a little bit, but...
I think you're honestly closer to 6.
Sweet. Yeah, and that is also because I am... I don't know if I'd say totally modifying the pattern, but instead of knitting a row and purling a row as written, I am doing a trick, because it isn't garter in the round, where at the end of the row, I'm doing a duplicate, not duplicate, German short row stitch,
and then
popping around. So it's all knit. Because either way, you're going to have, like, that, like, seam look where you're switching in the round. So
yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like it's super noticeable,
but oh no, that is totally okay. That wouldn't really notice that at all.
So I like it, and I do think that I'm making a much more even fabric, because there are sections up near the top where I can tell that, like, when I was doing the short rows for the back, that it isn't quite as even and balanced, but that's fine. I enjoy character.
There's actually a term for that. When your purl side is not the same as your knit side, mm-hmm. it's called rowing out. So that
makes sense.
One, sometimes that stitch is looser. So probably what happens is either your knit stitch is looser, and then so that makes your rows a little bit longer. And then if your purl stitch is tighter, it shortens the length of your rows. So then you can see that there's even just that slight difference in the length of your rows. They're not all the same.
That's cool. I learned something. And that's a good name for it. That totally makes sense, because, like, looking at it, it's like...
mm-hmm. They just alternate, like, how long they are.
Yeah.
That bothered me for the longest time, which is why I've changed my knitting style.
It is definitely something I need to explore more and see. I'm guessing I purl looser, because I don't have quite as much tension when I purl, but I don't know. I'll have to see. I'll have to do a swatch and actually really dig into it.
That's what I haven't quite figured out yet. Is it my purl that's looser or my knit that's looser? But I could see that that would be the case.
Things to learn.
That is, I believe on the Master Knitter program, there's actually a kind of a question about that when it comes to, you know, looking at your blocking. When your first samples are just a little swatch, are they the same length? Yes, no, why is this? How can you correct it? It's things like changing your tension, changing your style, changing your needle even.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I've heard that, like, where you use a smaller needle to mm-hmm. purl or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might have one needle on one hand and one needle on the other hand, and it might work out well that way.
That'd be cool.
Sorry for the, you know.
No, I think that was probably the best part of the show, is a little information. At least when I'm listening, I'm always excited about those little nuggets. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm personally excited because I learned something. All right, let's see. Do we want to do FOs?
Or beverages? Beverage?
I'm glad I spelled this first, because this does not smell like tropical fruit to me. I can't put my finger on it, but it's not what I expected. Smell-wise. I like this a lot. It is, I would say it's still sessionable,
mm-hmm.
but it is a, has a little bit more of that hoppy bite that I really like.
It definitely has that more like haziness to it. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm not sure that it's so much my thing.
Yeah, I like it. The grapefruit is, at least to me, is subtle enough because I feel like some beers are...
I thought it was very hitchy in the face.
Oh.
My very first, like, hit was... I thought it was hitchy in the face.
Maybe it's my cold that, like, is dampening things. I don't know.
Oh, pardon.
I'd say it's, like, fruit in the middle of the flavor.
It hits your mouth with that little burst of energy, burst of carbonation, burst of fruit, and just kind of, like, fizzles into your mouth.
Yeah. So I do think it does take you on a bit of like a journey through your sip. So you start off with this kind of aggressive start. And then I'm kind of paraphrasing both Kelsey and I here. And then the middle is more of that grapefruity flavor that like fizzles.
Yes. It almost gives you that squirt feeling.
Yeah.
Like a very light squirt.
A light squirt. I might. That might have to be in our title somehow. I'm gonna have to remember that. That's funny. Yeah, I like it though. Oh, I didn't talk about the can. I always talk about the can design for some reason because that's just a me thing, I guess. But this is a mostly a light blue, and it has kind of like this pixel, like giant pixelated squares through it
mm-hmm.
of different shades of blue. And on the side it says "Drink Local," which I think is great.
Well, and kind of one of their themes, their new location is this arcade place. So it's all this Pin and Pixel. It's called Pin and Pixel.
Oh.
So it's all pixelated. That's where I was going with that. So it's very, you know, very on theme.
So, and it does say it's a cold IPA. What makes something a cold IPA? Is that just along with the name or is that like
funny
something?
You should ask. I can tell you exactly that.
All right, cool.
At its core, cold IPA is an IPA that includes adjuncts, namely flaked rice and or corn. In the grist has no caramel malts, is fermented to a very low final gravity using a lager yeast at the higher end of its temperature range, and dry hopped during fermentation.
Neat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what gives it kind of its lightness.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have all that maltiness that kind of weighs you down. Sometimes it doesn't have that kind of thickness.
Okay.
And yeah, that low final gravity really brings out like the light.
That's cool. I've learned at least two things in recording tonight.
That's good. Learning is great.
I like it. Oh my gosh. We're at FO's, and I just realized my FO is right down the hallway.
You should go get it.
Here you go.
Yay! It's done. Well, Caitlin has an FO. I'm going to talk about it a little bit.
All right.
Caitlin made her market bag that she was talking about on our last episode. And she made some really cool modifications to it. Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like how you... Okay. Oh, that's handy. Because you can almost turn it into like a backpack style if you wanted to.
Yeah, I thought it'd be kind of fun.
So, okay, your turn to tell some more details.
Sure. So, it is the Westside Market Bag by Corey Purdom. And I held double Lion Brand's re-up, which I think is discontinued. But it is like a recycled cotton yarn. Actually, that looks great as a hat, Kelsey. I will say, even if it's on top of your other hat. That's super cute. Yeah, so I made one. So I made a few modifications. One, I didn't switch my needle sizes, even though that probably would have made the bag a little better. And instead of doing the straps like evenly across, I actually connected them. Like I basically divided everything in thirds. So the straps are connected in one spot together and in their own spots across. I just thought that would be kind of a fun way to use the bag, easier to grab the straps on one side. It was fun, and I think it's gonna have like a lot of nice stretch in it, and I look forward to using it.
Have you soaked it at all?
No.
That'll be interesting to see when you soak it.
I don't think it'll grow.
I think it'll grow a little bit. It's not gonna grow a whole lot.
Because it's cotton.
But you could probably fit Riker in it.
Yeah.
Or a small child, anyway.
It's true. That'd be funny. Oh, that'd be so cute. We had like a little baby to put in there in the top.
Oh,
put a little knitted hat on it.
I have a baby that could model that for us. They'll be here in April.
Perfect. I'd be happy to try to find some matching yarn and knit it a little hat.
Sweet.
Let's see. I didn't end up running out of yarn, so I have a teeny bit left, but...
Enough to add it into, like, an edging of a washcloth or something?
Yeah, there we go. I used 4 skeins, I think, at least.
Okay.
At least the ones that I didn't lose. Because this has traveled all over, and I just keep the labels in. But I did weigh it and figure out how much yarn I used, and... Yeah, I'm super excited. It's a nice big bag, and I've knit it in like a lot of fun places, so I kind of have that memory with it. Like, I started it, like, Thursday nights they have concert series at a local winery, and so we would bike there with Riker, and I'd work on it, sitting on our picnic blanket. And then I don't think I posted this on Instagram because I wasn't sure, but, like, Riker was taking a bath, and I was just sitting next to him knitting it, so I took a picture of us doing that, and... So yeah, it just kind of has these fun Riker memories over like the last year or so when I randomly picked it up and.
You'll have to start stopping by the farmer's market on your way home from the concert series. Take your market bag, go to the market.
There we go, which makes sense because it's in our neighborhood. It's like a mile away on Thursday, so.
Yeah.
Not even a mile away, so. Yeah, so I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you for the intro. That was kind of fun.
It was fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I finished the first bag I started, but not the first bag I've finished.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Sash enhancements.
I got nada. I am at 95 days of cold sheep.
Bam. That's awesome.
I am okay with that. I really haven't been knitting, so there hasn't even been the desire. It hasn't fazed me. And really, like, this is just, I'm just curious, like... For no other reason than I have a plenty good stash in my basement. And I want a new bicycle.
that was my motivation last year.
Like, I want a new bicycle.
That's awesome. Good job, Kelsey.
Thank you.
I don't really have a stash enhancement, but I did buy a new bike bag.
Okay. So tell me about your new bike bag.
So I bought a frame bag.
Ooh, yes, finally.
I've been hunting. And so this is so cool. So frame bags, there's different versions, but what I wanted was like a full frame bag. So it's not always a diamond, and it is not.
They typically call it a triangle.
Yeah, there we go, triangle. But my e-bike, the bike that I was trying to fit it, is not a triangle. It's actually like this funky quadrilateral situation.
Exactly. So did you get a custom bag?
I did not, which is good because I did find a website I really liked and like built it out just to see, and it was going to be like $300.
That sounds like pretty average.
And that's totally fair for the cost of the material and the work with material that's as tough as what you'd want on a bag that you want to last forever. Mm-hmm. It's labor intensive and product intensive. But I thought this was so cool is I found this in a bunch of different websites. And I did look on Amazon too, so just if anyone else is in the same boat as I was, go to their website anyways and see if they have this. But they had like PDF printouts.
Okay.
Where you could like cut them out to the shape of your bag and then take the piece of paper, shape of your bike, and see how well it might line up.
Okay.
Because bikes are so different. I mean, road bikes, like the sizes go like every inch. So there's so many different shapes.
Well, not even just inches, centimeters even.
That's true. And brands and there's just so many different shapes that is going to be that triangle or funky quadrilateral.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted one to fit the full thing or as much as I can. And I ended up finding one that's pretty close.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's a Ortlieb bag, which I like Ortlieb. Leaves. I have a trunk bag from them that I really like too, and it like clips onto my back rack.
Okay.
On my bike, which is so nice because then like if I stop somewhere and I have like valuables, I can just throw them in there and take the bag with me, and it's easy.
So how does your frame bag attach?
Velcro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you put anything over the paint or anything? Like you can put some helicopter tape or something so they won't like scratch through the paint.
I should do that. Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah, because I saw some bags will do, like, elastic, like, back and forth.
Not so much elastic. It's, like, but more like cording that you zip in. Yeah, that's what I have for one of my bikes, and I have helicopter tape over that still where it touches.
Sweet. I should do that. Now that I've found, I think, what my quote-unquote forever bag for this bike will be.
This is your fat bike? Just your fat bike?
My fat e-bike.
Okay.
So now I have everything I need, at least currently, everything I need to change a tire or like basic maintenance is in that bag. And I might add more, but I wanted something where if I just want to go, I can just have that. I don't need my back bag on, or a trunk bag, I guess is a better word for it. I can just go and have it. And that's the way I have my gravel bike set up, and I just love it. That mm-hmm. if I just want to do a quick, like, lightweight ride or whatever, what I have is there. I think if you are more competitive and, like, weight's an issue, you can just actually, like, tape that stuff to your bike. But I'm not that worried about it.
It just is more practical to have it in a bag or a container of some sort.
I've seen a lot of people will do that with their tubes. Oh, if they are tubeless, they'll like zip tie a tube to their frame, which makes sense. It can handle a little bit of weather. But I sprung for like a nicer bike pump for it because if I'm on my way to the work and I have a flat, like I am already going to be like stressed out and upset. And so I want to keep that nice and I don't want it to be out. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to go well. And then, okay, bonus is one side has a strip of Velcro and I have all these patches from my weighted vest from CrossFit. And so I took some of my favorites and put them on there. So like one's like follow me to tacos and I don't know, just silly things. So that was kind of an added perk that I enjoyed. And I might cycle through. I know I have a bunch of other patches somewhere, so I might.
It's kind of fun.
And I don't think it's really cool anymore, but I have a Dilly Dilly patch and it makes me happy.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. Yeah, hangovers.
I had one real one a week and a half ago.
Ouchies.
Mm-hmm. It took me like 2.5 days to recover that from that.
Oh, those are the worst. Because you like go to bed and you're like, hopefully tomorrow's going to be a better day. And they're like, oh no.
And I completely planned my life knowing that I was going to have that hangover. I just wasn't expecting it to last that long.
You made it.
I made it and I survived. And I think I knit a row during that time.
Hey, you knit something.
That was my celebration of my last job being done with that one and being on to the new one. So
maybe worth it then?
Totally worth it. 100% worth it. Don't regret a minute of it. It was fantastic.
Good.
But I have no knitting hangovers.
Yes.
So when you don't knit, you don't get knitting hangovers.
Yeah. That's a good point.
At some point, I will knit again.
I don't really have one. At one point today, I was waiting for some report to load and then it loaded. And like, I think Kelsey mentioned, you have the right word for it, but like I squish all my stitches on my needle so that they're there while I'm knitting out.
Oh, like preloading them?
Yes, preloading. And I looked down and I was like, oh.
They're all off my needle.
They're off there. Very easy to put on. I don't even think any of them laddered down. So
that's good.
But it's a thing and it happens. It's just like, darn it.
That happens to me so often. Like, I'll be like all set to go and I'm going to get distracted and I'm like, shoot. 16 stitches off and okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. There's a possibility that there's a few twisted stitches in here that I'm not worried about.
You'll figure it out when you come back.
Yeah. So I think that brings us to our topic tonight.
And because we, you know, life has been busy with both of us, mm-hmm. Caitlin is awesome and set us up with some awesome questions this week.
Yay! Yeah. We just wanted to continue on our Getting to Know Us series. I know we want this podcast to just be like this positive thing where we feel like we're knitting with our friends. And we've been recording for 2 years somehow now. Jeez. And or I think we're on our third year, into it. And we don't always like talk about these things. So, and if you do have any ideas for questions, let us know. We'll throw them in there. So, Kelsey, you want me to start off asking you questions?
Yes.
Oh, right. Our first question will be in our knitting questions category. And it is, what is your favorite yarn weight?
I think it varies by the day a lot.
Okay.
Or by the season. I think seasonal more than anything.
Interesting.
Or I could break it down to projects. Oh, no. There's so many options. God, that's hard.
It is our own, of our sections, other than rapid fire, it is our only knitting themed question. So feel free to elaborate.
So I feel like all of those answers are appropriate. I feel like from day to day it can be different. I have, you know, like today my hands are hurting. I feel like using bigger needles, bigger yarn.
Okay.
Or project-wise, socks. I don't really care for socks that aren't fingering weight socks. Pretty much always going to do fingering weight socks. Although I have some sport weight socks that are fantastic. Seasonally, is it winter? Is it summer? Is it spring? Like, right now, I would love to be knitting with, like, a fingering weight cotton yarn to get ready for something this summer. Or closer to the winter, I want something that's bigger and heavier, warmer. I think partly, too, because of how my hands feel when I'm knitting. You know, are my hands cold? Are my hands warm? That's just my weird self.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Isn't your joints stay happier if you're at the temperature that you're
exactly
comfortable in.
Yeah, I think my yarn weight preference is very dependent. You could ask me tomorrow. It'll be something different.
Nice.
If you were to ask me for, like, my overall main preference of a yarn weight, it's going to be fingering, though.
Okay.
I think.
Nice.
Well, I'm very intrigued by combining yarn weights right now. Lisa Fireman did a really cool weaving project that had fingering weight and worsted weight and had this really neat effect.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that episode.
It was from February.
Okay. I will search. Because I actually have had some more YouTube time where I could control the TV-ish.
Ooh.
Although a lot of the time when we see YouTube, we hear blippy, blippy, blippy. But do you want me to ask the next question?
Why not?
Or we go back and forth?
Why don't we alternate?
Okay.
I think it'll be more fun that way tonight. So, Caitlin, what is your favorite yarn weight?
Worsted.
I think this speaks volumes.
Yeah. Although I'm knitting in, like, a sport right now, and it's growing on me. I think it's because it's with my, like, we had Forever Going episode. It was like, what is your favorite needle? And I'm like, 3.5 millimeters.
You are Kelsey's solid. Like,
really? I'm like, yeah, it just spoke to me. I don't
You're
know.
You're solid on that 3.5.
And that is the size that I'm knitting this in. So apparently I knew that about myself. I think as I become more comfortable in the smaller weighted yarns, maybe that will change, but I don't know. Worsted just has this amazing satisfaction and this coziness factor when I'm knitting it. And a lot of the time when I'm knitting, it's like the end of the day and I just want to feel cozy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. I think worsted is my jam, but I am getting more comfortable and better at not looking as I knit. I do still drop stitches like crazy on fingering though. I'll be like, when did that happen? Like, usually I catch it within 2 or 3 rounds, so it's okay, but... So yeah, that's me.
I'm going to ask you the next one. We'll alternate.
Oh, I love it.
So, the next one leads us into the biking world.
Woot woot.
How many miles do you bike a week?
I am on the lower end right now, but I think I typically hit on a week where I'm, like, meeting what I want to and not feeling like I have been, 50 to 70 miles a week. Which I'm really excited about because I feel like the last time we talked about this on the podcast, I was like, on my best week is 12. Like, that's my best. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm getting better at finding other ways to squeeze it in and bike a little more.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
But I have definitely not hit that every week. Like, especially the last few weeks, I think I've had a few, like, 30s. But still out there having a great time. And growing. How are you, Kelsey?
Seasonally dependent. Right now, I'm trying to get in about 25 miles a week because that's about all my brain space has.
You're busy.
Which is very sad. I need to get back to on the bike more because I have a race in 2 weeks.
You got
three,
this.
2.5 weeks. I should get there. That race is 67 miles. I'll be just fine.
You will. You're tough.
I'll be fine. During the spring, winter, I try to aim for 25 miles a week. More just keeping in that realm of moving. I love it when I'm higher than that. during the summer that's hopefully going to amp up closer to 200 this year.
Nice.
Yeah, I have some plans for some longer things and the commute to work.
Yay!
Because I'll be able to do that. And the commute to and from work would total 30-mile round trip each time.
Yeah, you get some serious miles in.
So if I can do one commute, my goal for this summer is to do at least a commute to work plus our weekly gravel rides. So right there in 2 days would be 50 miles.
Perfect.
And then usually on top of that, a long ride over the weekend. So my goal is at least to get 3 or 4 days this summer and be up to close to 200 by the end of the summer.
That's cool. I love this. I didn't know that like your master plan, so that's cool to hear.
I have some plans for some bike packing. I have some plans just for some random adventures. I want to do some solo riding this year and do some crazy stuff. So,
oh my gosh, bike backpacking sounds so cool and so fun.
You'll have to come out on you could probably bring your e-bike and come meet me somewhere.
Yeah, that would be fun. This brings us to our next section, which is other questions.
Boo!
Kelsey, what is something people don't know about you that you want to share?
When I was growing up, my dad and I used to shoot archery together.
Cool.
I don't know that I've ever told you this before. Or maybe. Yes. Yes, you have.
Because you have archery in your basement.
Yes, because you've seen my target in my basement. I still have a target in my basement, and soon, hopefully, once we rearrange our basement, I'll be able to use it again. I want to get back into shooting a little bit. I shoot targets. I don't shoot any animals, anything like that. I shoot cardboard targets. It's really fun. My dad taught me when I was real young because he grew up, or not grew up, when he went to college, he learned how to shoot archery. And he's been very active in it ever since. So ever since 1970-something, my dad has been shooting archery.
That's incredible.
And we both shoot the Olympic style, which means that we have no sights. Just use our arrows. Pretty bare bow. It's kind of fun. It takes some talent. So when I was a kid, Dad taught me how to shoot. And we would go to competitions together. It was a lot of fun. I really want to get back into it.
That's really cool. And I don't think we've ever mentioned that at all on the podcast.
No, I don't think so. That's just a random thing I was thinking about. It's like,
That's so good. That's such a good answer. I don't know if I ever have an answer. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Caitlin. What is something people don't know about you that you want to share?
I mean, I've kind of talked about horses. So that's was a big part of my life. I don't know.
Do they know about your cello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I play cello and bass. There we go. I don't think I've talked about that at all. Thank you, Kelsey.
You're welcome.
There's got to be some sort of neat thing, but I don't know. Yeah.
Caitlin likes to play the cello after a few drinks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When we first met, too. And we, like, 2 or 3 weekends in a row where we just had a grand old time. Oh, my God. Did. And yeah, it was funny. It was hilarious. Yeah, I think I could only play like Mary Had a Little Lamb and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Like we're feeling good.
Someday, sober, you're gonna have to play for me.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
To get Raker involved.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know my mom asked me if I've ever played in front of him, and I don't know if I have. I have checked on it.
Has he seen it?
I mean, it's in the office. Because it's ideally a classical instrument should be in a like a temperature controlled
situation,
correctly
humidified.
Thank you. I was gonna say moisturized, and I'm like, I can't find the right word. Which that just reminds me of Doctor Who. But yeah, I play the cello, so that's something I haven't really talked about on here. So that's fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelsey.
So let's see, you're up first on this set then.
Okay.
We are headed into our last round of rapid fire questions. These are some of our favorites.
Yeah. And we always do such a good job of keeping them rapid.
Oh, so rapid. So rapid. Keep these short and sweet. Let's go. Cables or color work?
Color work. But I like both.
Favorite cast on?
Long tail.
Animal or plant fibers?
Animal.
Cool.
Kelsey, cables or color work?
Color work all the way.
Cast on favorite.
Also long tail.
It just, it moves so well.
It's so quick and just goes.
Yeah. Aminal, yep.
Aminal.
Or plant fibers.
Aminal. Oh man, that's your fault.
Oh, I thought it was intentional to just be silly.
Sort of. It probably was subconsciously.
I like it.
But yes, I go animal because it's softer in my hands.
Mm-hmm. That's more give. At least I haven't done a ton of plant fibers, mostly cotton, but
that is one of my goals, is to kind of explore some more plant fibers. I haven't used them a whole lot.
You have used linen's
I've used linen a number of times. I've used linen and cotton and flax. Well, I guess flax is sort of linen. But I want to see what else is out there.
Me too. I would like to. I want to keep working through my stash because I have all this beautiful yarn I want to use. But I would like to learn different fibers. I think the coolest thing I've done is bison.
That or is most cool.
Unique, I guess. And I was inspired by you after your descent sweater.
Oh, okay. With my yak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yak. Oh, no. Mine's also yak then. Because I got the same, almost the same.
You got the same, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry, yak, not bison.
I want to do bison at some point.
Now I need to do bison.
We'll do bison at some point.
Which
we'll
is supposed to be so warm.
I know. Oh, I would love a bison sweater. It'd be great for me.
I actually haven't updated my bike stuff. So unless you have a bike stuff idea, which I'm all game.
I got nothing this week.
Okay. Then I think that's where we're at.
All right. I'll put out a little PSA, the fact that it's coming up on spring and biking is getting here. So we had daylight savings time. The nights are getting longer. Still doesn't mean you can't be out without your lights. So take your lights, take your helmet, take your glasses, and get out on your bikes.
Woohoo! And knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as GravelKnits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use, and once in a while on Untapped as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. I also have a second Instagram, Caitlin N. Lloyd Bikes Knits and Bikes. Please let us know what you like us to talk about. We are happy to talk about whatever. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. And if you like the podcast, share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human. And while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply